everyone, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we're talking about career. The only thing that comes to my mind when I think about my career so far are all the shitty jobs I already had. I'm working since I'm 15 years old. My guest Hendrik is even working since he is 13. So, we had quite a few jobs already and have some stories to tell. That's why we're going to share our 4 worst job stories with you guys. Number 4 is a story of mine when I worked at that store called Forever 18. Some people who live in Bilk might actually know it. It's a clothing store in the basement of the Bilker Arkaden, right next to a nail salon. It was back in the days when I moved to Düsseldorf and desperately needed a job. Naturally, there was no sunlight ever, because it's in a shopping mall, and also I had to inhale the plastic fumes from the clothes and the nail salon, which was simply disgusting. On top of that, I only got 6 euros per hour. I quit when I tried to force me to wear neon yellow work gear. As if it wasn't already embarrassing enough to work in a shop that sells t-shirts with slogans like Party Queen in bold neon glittery letters.
So job number 3 on our list is actually my first job, and that was distributing newspapers from a supermarket called Kaufland. On every Saturday, I guess it was a Saturday, they brought 400 newspapers as well as 400 flyers that we had to sort into the newspaper. No matter if there was snow or rain, we had to deliver those useless newspapers that no one actually ever reads. I distributed them with my 2 brothers. It took us 4 hours to deliver everything. The worst part was our payment. With 3 cents per newspaper, I increased my pocket money by only 20 euros per month. So you guys probably understand why, after only 3 weeks of working, we went out into the woods and simply threw them away. After 5 weeks, my dad found out and he forced us to quit.
Number 2 is being a trade fair hostess. It's for sure the hardest job I ever had. You have to constantly walk around in high heels the whole day. Shifts are usually around 10 hours long. The longest I ever worked was 14 hours because there was a trade fair party afterwards. It gets harder every day because not only your feet start to hurt from all the blisters and pressure pain, but also every muscle you didn't know you actually had hurts. You have to wake up extremely early, usually around 6 o'clock, to get ready to look perfect by mainstream beauty standards. Once, my boss took me aside and told me to put on more makeup because I looked terrible and pale. The other time, a girl got into trouble because her lip gloss wasn't red enough. It's such a fake world with all the fake smiles and fake conversations, and it really makes you sick. The worst part is that you get paid pretty well, and that's why I will probably work at many more trade fairs while I'm studying. The shittiest job ever is the following.
You probably all know and hate the young people approaching you on the street in order to collect money for charity organizations, right? I'm ashamed to say, I was one of them. The job was promoted as an adventure where you will travel, earn a lot of money, and do something good. That sounds pretty nice, right? Sounds nice, yeah, but turned out to be the worst job I ever had. On the first evening before we went out on the streets, we got instructed. There was a precise procedure of how to approach the passerbys and convince them to make a donation. Once you're on the street, 99% of the people hate you. You're way too friendly, you put your fake smile on, and you try to convince them with that scripted text. I must have looked tortured. On day 1, the first person quit. After day 4, the second person. On day 5, I was told that we were modern Robin Hoods and we are not allowed to care at all about the people on the street. On day 6, I left. So revealing.
So So, Henrik, you won. How do you feel about that?
I want to thank my mom and my dad for always supporting me in whatever I did. Thank you.
So, that was my podcast about our shittiest jobs ever. Thank you all for listening and see you soon.